Ayan. Hello po. Good morning po. We praise the Lord. I thank God for the trust na ibinigay sa akin ng ating mga pastors while they are on a mission trip sa Dubai. So I hope all of us are covering our pastors in prayer as they proceed on their mission trip. Kaya po, salamat muli at let's get on sa ating message for the day. Pero bago yun, no, kanina while I was being introduced, natutuwa lang ako nung in-introduce ako na ano, na as a newly married man. Ayan. Kasi po, ano po eh, masarap kapag ka naaalala mo na tinupad na ng Lord ang pangako niya sa'yo. And yung love story na ano, na matagal mong pinag-pray ay talagang nag-end in marriage na. Ayan, di ba? Amen po ba doon sa mga may asawa dyan? Amen. Yung wife mo ba? Yun ba ang ano, ang reward ng Lord sa'yo? Tingin mo nga yung wife mo, kung katabi mo yung wife mo. And tell to your wife, you are my reward. Yun, no? Diba? Pero, ayun nga, speaking of unloved stories, no, there's a certain story na I know most of us are familiar with. And ito yung story ni Romeo and Juliet. Amen. Alam niyo po ba yun? Alam niyo yung story ni Romeo and ni Juliet? These are two lovers na gusto nilang maging together, but they can't because their families were feuding, the Capulets and the Montagues. Okay, Italian families na nag-aaway and they cannot be together kasi nga magkaaway yung pamilya nila. And in the Bible, no, there's some sort of tension din katulad nung kay Romeo and kay Juliet na yun, the Lord wants to be together with His chosen people, the Israelites. But the problem is, the Israelites are sinners and they cannot be with God without the Lord punishing them. And that's exactly what we will be talking about today. So if you have your Bibles with you po, can I invite everyone to stand and we will be reading our scripture in Exodus chapter 19. Ayan, medyo mahaba lang po yung babasahin natin. Can I request, nakikita niyo po ba? Nababasa niyo? Ayan. Oh, ganda. Salamat sa Lord sa LED natin. Raise. Palakpakan niya natin ang Panginoon. Okay. Basang-basa na. Okay. Salamat sa Lord. Sige po, can I request yung mga kababaihan to read the first verse and then mga kalalakihan after alternate until sabay nating basahin yung verse 19. Okay po ba doon? Sige po, let us read. Women in the house, verse 1. Men in the house, verse 2. After they set out from the Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Verse 3, women. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and the holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. The people all responded together, "We will do it, the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord.
The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in Ezra, so let the people of Israel see you there, and you will be trusting
you." And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death." After Moses had gone down to the mountain, the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from like smoke from a furnace. And the whole mountain trembled violently. Altogether, as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke in the voice of God, answered him. Sige po, let's pray. Panginoon, we thank you for today. Panginoon, thank you for your word. Salamat sa salita mo na mayaman, O God. And we pray today that as we reflect on your word, Father, you change us, Panginoon, to what you want us to be, Father, and so that we may be able to worship you with the reverence that you deserve. We love you, Lord. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Sige po, the Lord, makakaupo na po tayo. Ayan. Amen. So, yun, no? Nakita natin. This is a continuation nung series natin. And nakakatawa lang tong, ano na to, tong scripture na to. Kasi yung intro ng chapter 19, if we can flash yung ano, yung una. Ang laki ko pala talaga yan, no? Ayan. Dito na lang, ito na lang i-flash natin yung scripture na lang. Ayan, sabi dito, on the first day of the third month after, the Israelites left Egypt. On that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from the Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai. And sabi dito, Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Itong part na to, if you can recall yung mga past ano natin, messages natin or past sermons natin, this is actually a fulfillment of a promise made to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. And Moses met the Lord on the burning bush. Ito na yung katuparan ng pangako na yun. Okay, so the chapter began with a fulfillment of a promise. Nakakatawa lang isipin nun, ang Panginoon, hindi siya nakakalimot sa mga pangako niya. No matter how impossible it may seem. You remember anong state ni Moses nung na-meet niya si Lord sa burning bush? Ano siya nun? He was an exile, di ba? Kasi nagtatago siya doon sa krimen na ginawa niya sa Egypt. Kaya nung na-receive niya yung pangako na yun ng Panginoon, ano siya? Parang malayo-malayo siya sa katotohanan na ililid niya yung nation of Israel to the foot of the mount to worship God. Parang kung ikaw yun, mapatanong ka, paano? Lord, paano mangyayari yun? Eh, nagtatago nga ako. Hindi ko nga kaya po yun. Pero nakakatawa dito kasi makita mo that God's promises are true. It might take time, kapatid. It might take time. Pero they are true. Amen ba doon? Do you receive that? I know that most of you, all of us, we have something that we're praying for. And if the Lord has given you His promise, you can count that it will come true. Yung transition mo, kung nasan ka man ngayon, baka iniisip mo sa sitwasyon ko ngayon, yung pangarap ko na yun, yung pangako ng Panginoon sa akin na yun, might really look like it's impossible. Pero no, imagine Moses from being an outcast to being a prophet and to receiving the fulfillment of God's promise sa kanya and sa mga Israelites. Kaya tandaan nyo, no transition is impossible if God wills it. Kung yan ang plano ng Panginoon sa'yo at yan ang pangako niya sa'yo, kapatid, asahan mo, mangyayari at mangyayari yan. Hindi man agad, pero darating. Amen ba doon? Amen. So yun, no? Nakakatawa yung start ng ating, ano, ng ating scripture. After so many chapters, a promise has been fulfilled. And that's my prayer para sa bawat isa sa inyo. That this year, a promise of the Lord will be fulfilled sa'yo. Amen. So you write it down. That's why we write down our devotionals, we write down yung mga pinapanalangin natin so that we have a record that we could come back to. Na ito yung pangako ng Lord sa akin, ito yung sinabi niya sa akin. So that pag binalikan mo, nakita mo, natupad. Diba? Nakakatawa kasi nakikita natin dito in verse 19, in chapter 19 na natupad yung pangako. Na-track natin yung pangako kasi nakasulat. Sana kapatid, yung pangako sa'yo ng Lord, nakasulat din. Amen ba doon? Amen. Sige yun. No? So, ano bang matututunan natin dito sa ano na to? Sa experience ng Israelites at Mount Sinai? Okay, what can we learn from this a part of the scripture. Makita lang natin dito, if we will go down, ayan, if we'll go down to verse 5, and actually verse 4, we must remember what God did for the Israelites. In verse 4, it is written, "You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings." Sabi ni Lord sa mga Israelita, kayo mismo nakita nyo kung paano ko kayo niligtas mula sa Egypt. Pagganahin natin konti yung ano natin, imagination natin. No? Sino ba yung magagaling yung imagination? Mag-creative kayo, can imagine things. Kami daw as, ano, as engineers, mas ano kami, mas technical. So we understand it better kung numbers yan. And my wife is an architect and kaya mas naiintindihan niya yan kapag ka mga creatives. So mga creatives, gamitin natin yung ano, imagination natin. Nung sinabi ni Lord na ano, na you yourself have seen, it was pertaining on how He brought out Israel from Egypt. And that was through the 10 plagues. Na-imagine niyo ba yung plagues na yun? Gaano katindi yung mga nangyari na yun? Yung namamatay yung mga panganay, yung ano pa ba, naglalabasan yung locust, naging dugo yung dagat. And to the point na nung nakalabas na sila, ano nangyari? Nung tumatakbo sila, ano na yun? Nahati daw yung dagat. Nahati yung dagat. Naipipicture out niyo po ba yung nahati yung dagat? Naiisip niyo, kunyari po, ano, kunyari, nasa traffic ka. Ito na lang, ano yung pakiramdam na traffic ka. Tapos biglang, ano, green light lahat. Na-experience sa babae, no? Green light lahat, nasa traffic ka, green light lahat. Dire-diretso ka. Walang humaharang sa'yo. Sarap, di ba? Parang feeling, ramdam na ramdam mong anak ng Diyos kasi puro green light yung nadaanan mo, hindi ka na traffic. So imagine the Israelites, they were being pursued. And when, kung maaabutan sila ng mga humahabol sa kanila, death is certain, but the Lord carried them through. Hinati ng Panginoon yung dagat. Green light na green light, dire-diretso lang sila. And what happened after? The soldiers of Pharaoh drowned. So, etong mga bagay na to, do sa current generation of Israelites na kausap ni Lord dito, eto yun, sila yung naka-experience nun. Hindi ito kwento sa kanila. Sometimes we have trouble kapag sinakabi lang sa atin. Kapag kwento na lang sa atin, ang hirap paniwalaan. Lalo na kapag parang masyadong amazing yung kwento. Diba? Kapag parang masyadong, ang grabe naman yung nangyari. Ang hirap mong paniwalaan. But to them, sabi dito, you yourselves have seen. The Israelites saw how the Lord carried them through. Kapatid ikaw, how have you seen the Lord carry you out? How have you seen the Lord lift you up kung nasan ka? How have you experienced God change your life for the better? Paano mo naranasang ahunin ka ng Panginoon? Ito yung maganda dito sa atin. Ay, maganda sa Panginoon. He's a personal God. And He allows you to experience yung salvation niya firsthand. Like how the Israelites experienced it. Nakakatuwa yung transition ng mga Israelites, no? From slaves in Egypt to nomads, no, ng pag-alagala sa desierto, until dito sa chapter na to, kung saan pinangako ng Panginoon sa kanila that He will be their possession, a holy nation, and a kingdom of priests. Imagine, from slaves to the special possession of the Lord. Kaya kapatid, nothing is impossible sa Panginoon. He can save you, He can carry you out from wherever you are, or whatever, kung gaano ka man ka-stuck ngayon, just wait for the Lord's salvation and He will come. Kaya nakakatawa dito yung ano, nakakatawa yung nakita natin dito na God saved them in power talaga. Na-imagine niyo po ba yung nangyari pagkatapos yung pagtawid nila sa Red Sea? Do you remember in chapter 13, di ba? Ano sabi doon? That the Lord traveled with the Israelites as a pillar of fire by night. Pillar of fire. Ganto. Hindi siya yung ano, cute na pillar of fire na ano, maliit lang, kasing taas ng tao. No, but the Lord traveled with them in a pillar of fire. Kaya nung sinabi na the Lord carried them on eagle's wings, it's representative of how the Lord took care of them with gentle kindness and yet complete power. During this time, the Israelites witnessed that God is terrifyingly glorious. Kapatid, sana ganun din yung perception natin sa Panginoon. We see that our Lord is powerful and He can carry us through. No matter where we are, the Lord can carry us on eagle's wings. He is kind and He is gentle. Sabi dito, God's salvation for Israel consists of three things daw eh. It's bringing out, lifting up, and drawing close. Bringing out was carrying them out of Egypt. Lifting up was elevating their status from being slaves to being what? To being God's special possession. The tension comes, mga kapatid, nung sinabi na God is drawing them close. Yun yung problema. We cannot be drawn close, too close to God, because God is holy and we are sinners. The Israelites are sinners. Kaya makikita natin later as we go on our message, makita natin na we need to do something. We need to prepare and we need to remember what to do. Pero ngayon sana as we look at this, we remember, look back at how at what God did in your life. Paano ka ba niya iniligtas? Paano kanya hinango? Paano kanya inangat at paano kanya binago? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang binago ng Lord na yung katabi mo? Yan o, amen. Mukhang binago. Binagong binago na talaga ng Panginoon. So that's point number one natin. We remember what God did. Number two natin, point number two natin is we remember what we must do. Basahin ko yung scripture. Sabi dito in verse 5 to 6, "Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all of the nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Yung sobrang tinding pagmamahal ng Lord or yung care and love ng Lord na ipinakita niya sa Israelites nung inilabas niya yung Israelites from Egypt, it motivates and it demands, no, it doesn't, it urges it from us, it prompts from us a response. Naranasan mo na ba yung sobra ang minahal? And out of nung sobrang pagmamahal na pinaramdam sa'yo, may nababago sa'yo, kumikilos ka. Ganon din naman yung sa Panginoon. In fact, it's the only love that could change us for good. The love of God. The love that God has given us. Nakakatawa lang kasi, in itong message na to, itong sinabi tong, ano na to, itong verse na to, this was spoken to a people na nailigtas na ng Panginoon. Hindi ito sinabi sa kanila na ano, na nasa Egypt pa sila. Kasi sabi dito, merong ano, di ba, merong may condition eh. Verse 5 is a condition. Sabi, "Now, if you will fully obey me, and obey me fully and keep my command, keep my covenant." May condition yun, di ba? May sinasabing condition. Ang maganda lang is that narinig ng Israelites to when they have been already saved. Imagine nyo, ano kaya nangyari kung sakaling naunang sinabi sa kanila na sumunod muna kayo, saka ako kayo ililigtas. What would have happened? Do you think the Israelites would have gotten out of Egypt? Or they would have been stuck? Bakit? Sometimes we have this reason na, hindi ko kasi kayang baguhin yung sarili ko. Totoo naman, kapatid. Sobrang hirap baguhin ang sarili natin. It's God's grace and love that enables us to change. And this is the beauty nung nangyari dito sa Israelites. They received this condition, this command, nung nailigtas na sila. Makita mo na even in the Old Testament, di ba, salvation comes by grace. Even in our lives today. Kapatid, hindi sinabi ng Lord sa atin, hindi sinasabi ng Lord sa iyo na magbago ka, ililigtas kita. Hindi. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, niligtas na kita, kaya sana magbago ka. Amen ba doon? It's God's love and grace that motivates us, that prompts us to change. Kaya naman nung sinabi ito, remember what we must do. Sabi ito, we must keep God's covenant completely. Why? Because God held up His end of the covenant already. Itong covenant na tinutukoy niya dito, it's the covenant between God and Abraham. When God promised Abraham na You will be a great nation and a blessing to all the people of the earth. And merong lupang pinangako sa kanila. This is, in this part, God has already and is already fulfilling part of His covenant. Now, what about us? I hope we can all, commit or fulfill our part of the covenant. And ano yun? Ano yung part natin ng covenant? To completely obey the Lord. Kaya ba natin yun? Kaya natin? Mahirap yun. Mahirap yun. Later, we'll be exploring more on that. Pero makita mo dito na, for us to accepted yung covenant ng Panginoon, nandun na yun eh, na sinabi natin, susunod tayo sa lahat ng sinabi niya. Finding out what to obey is just the details. And that's what will be explored pag binigay yung Ten Commandments. Pero this time, nandito tayo sa part na to na, sabi dito, if you fully obey, then you will be my treasured possession. Ang tanong, paano kung hindi nila completely inobey? Naisip niyo na ba yun? Paano kunyari kung hindi sinunod ng Israelites completely? O kaya sa atin, paano kunyari ikaw, hindi mo completely sinunod yung mga pinagagawa ng Panginoon? Will you then lose your salvation? Mahawala ba yung ano mo? Mahawala ba yung kaligtasan mo? Sino dito yung kabisado mo yung Ten Commandments? Yun na. Hindi ko na itatanong yung next question na sino yung nasunod na yung Ten Commandments. Kasi hindi nga natin kabisado eh. Even me, hindi ko rin kabisado. Pero, yun yung mahirap eh. Kasi we need perfection to attain the right or the privilege to be close to God. And wala tayo nun. We are not perfect. We are sinners. Ngayon, bakit sinabi dito na kapag ka daw hindi mo ba nasunod yung covenant or yung commandments ng Lord, what will happen? Will you then not be the treasured possession of the Lord? Will sinning draw you away from the Lord? Ilalayo ka ba niya? Mawawala ba yung kaligtasan mo? Kapatid, just an example, no? Sino po yung may mga anak na? Taas yung kamay na may mga anak na. Yan, may mga anak na sila. Tapos, sino dito yung mga anak mo, minsan makulit? Minsan, kunyari, makulit, ayaw sumunod. Yung na-experience nyo po ba yun? Yung uuwi yung anak nyo, may ginawang kalokohan sa school. O kaya pinatawag kayo sa school. Ayan, siguro mas related. Sino yung napatawag na sa school dahil sa kanilang mga anak? Ay, mababait talaga mga taga-crossworld, no? Konti lang. Di ba? Pero, kapag yung bata, may ginawang kalokohan, ano napapansin nyo kapag hindi makatingin sa mata ng magulang? Bakit? Kasi alam niya may mali siyang ginawa eh. Pero nawala ba yung pagiging anak niya? Nawala. Anak niyo pa rin po ba yung kahit nagkamali? Anak niyo pa rin, di ba? Hindi nga lang niya nasunod yung nagkamali siya. Hindi siya makatingin sa'yo ngayon ng diretso sa mata, pero anak mo pa rin siya, mahal mo pa rin siya. Ang problema lang, kapag hindi natin nakikip yung covenant ni Lord, yung commandments niya, we don't get to enjoy complete fellowship with the Lord. Yung relationship sa Panginoon, parang nalalamig. Napansin niyo po ba yun? Kapag ikaw, kunyari, if you're living a double life, it's really hard to enjoy fellowship with the Lord. Kapag may mga bagay kang hindi mo mabitawan, hindi mo ma-enjoy yung complete fellowship sa Panginoon. E yun yung tinutukoy niya dito. Yung tinutukoy niya dito na, kapatid, you need to completely keep the commandments so that you will be a treasured possession. We're not talking about yung salvation mo. We're talking about you enjoying yung presence ng Panginoon. Pansinin niyo po, kapag ka ikaw nagde-devotionals ka, nagbabasa ka, pag nahinto ka ng for some time, sobrang hirap bumalik, di ba? Nawawala na yung nanlalamig ka. So ganun din, dapat ituloy natin, let's uphold what the Lord is telling us to do so that we can enjoy fellowship with Him. Amen po ba doon? Amen. Kaya sabi dito, hindi kasi ganun kahalaga. Minsan kasi pag sinabi sa atin na niremind tayo na may kailangan kang gawin para sa Panginoon, sundin mo ang pinagagawa ng Panginoon. Minsan ang takbo ng isip natin, di ba? Dapat dumami yung nila life group ko, dapat dumami yung nasisharean ko, dapat lumaki yung ahawa ko na zone, na district. Or sometimes we think na the only reason or the only commandment we have is to spread the news so that the church will grow. Amen po ba doon? Nakita niyo po ba yung mga vacant seats sa paligid natin? Sometimes that becomes the goal eh, to fill the empty seats at church. Pero hindi po yun eh. Kasi it's useless to grow something na wala, hollow naman. Siguro ang magandang illustration po nito, kung maiisip nating palaging growth lang, numerical growth ang goal, think of a balloon. Lobo. Pag hinipan niyo po yung lobo, lalaki siya ng lalaki. You can inflate a balloon so that it gets big. But the moment you prick it or matama siya sa anything na matulis, what will happen? Puputok. It will vanish, mawala. Kaya sobrang importante din. A reminder for us mentors na our job, what we have to do is to cultivate yung inner lives ng mga tao. Make the people have this relationship with the Lord na hindi tayo parang lobong kapag nakante, puputok at mawawala. Ang mga taga-crossworld, malalim sa Lord. Amen po ba doon? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. O, mukha bang malalim sa Lord dyan? O mukhang mawawala kapag natusok? Diba? So, let's see to it that we are cultivating our inner life as well. It's very important. Kasi nga, sabi dito, keeping God's covenant is not just keeping a set of rules, but it's a lifestyle, a life of worship, a life of living in awe and reverence sa Panginoon, which leads us dun sa verse 10 na sinabi dun that the king is coming eh. We must prepare. Kapag may darating kayong bisita sa bahay, how do you prepare? Naalala ko before, we used to have life groups sa kanya-kanyang bahay eh. We took turns ng mga ka-life group ko before na this week, dito tayo sa bahay, ganito, ikot-ikot kaming ganun. Kapag sa amin i-host yung life group, naglilinis po ako ng bahay kahit hindi po ako talagang naglilinis ng bahay. Kasi may dadating kang bisita eh, di ba? Pag may darating kang mga importanteng tao sa bahay mo, you prepare. Hindi lang yung bahay, ikaw mismo, di ba? Hindi ka naman naliligo pag nasa bahay ka lang, pero dahil may bisita ka, may ligo ka. Amen po ba doon? Amen, di ba? How much more? Now, you turn it into ano, you crank it up a little. Meron kang importanteng bisita. Nyari, ano, sila pastor, dadating sa bahay. Dadating sa bahay niyo sila pastor. Ano gagawin mo? How will you prepare? Linis ka, di ba? Yung aso mo, itatabi mo muna kasi dumudumi bigla-bigla kung saan-saan. Di ba? Maliligo ka, magluluto ka, magpe-prepare ka ng food. Because someone you respect is coming. We do that for people. How much more the Israelites at this moment when they knew God was coming. God was coming. Anong kailangan gawin? Sabi dito, they had to consecrate themselves. For 3 days, they had to prepare. Meron na ba sa inyo? May dadating kang bisita, 3 days ka nagpe-prepare ng bahay mo. Sabi yan, di ba? They had to consecrate. Why? Because God is holy. And the minimum of meeting with God is being holy as well. You cannot stand in His presence kung di ka banal. Kaya nga merong isinet na limits eh. Di ba? Sabi dun sa scripture natin kanina, maglagay ka ng limits dyan sa ibabaan ng mountain kasi bawal may lumagpas dyan. Pag may tumapak dyan, mamamatay. Hindi lang daw yun. Pag merong hayop na lumakad at lumagpas doon sa linya, ano daw dapat gawin? Patayin daw. Hindi daw dapat mabuhay yun. Paano nila papatayin? Hahawakan ba nila? Sasakalin? Hindi eh. Batuhin nyo daw o panain nyo. Do not lay a hand on anything na tumawid doon sa border na yun because that is holy. And us sinners cannot withstand that holiness. Kahit gaano tayo kalinis, imagine mo that the Israelites had to consecrate for 3 days and yet, still they are not allowed to cross that boundary because they would still die. Which shows us na merong limits eh. We can do things to, alam mo yun, make ourselves look pleasing to the Lord on our own effort. Pwede kang through Jesus Christ, through faith in Christ pa rin naman. Pwede kang magbaguhin mo yung, alisin mo yung vices mo, maging mabuting steward ka ng mga pinagkatiwala sa'yo. maging mabuting tao ka. Pero, yung pagpunta sa presensya ng Panginoon, hindi sasapat ang anumang effort natin para makarating doon. We need a mediator. We'll go more on to that later. Pero sabi doon, di ba, hindi lang sila nag-consecrate ng sarili nila. They had to what? Avoid sexual relations for 3 days. Dito nung binabasa ko tong part nito, sabi ko, bakit? Eh di ba married people, only married people get to enjoy that naman. Masama ba yun? Masama po ba yun sa mga mag-asawa? Bakit ipinagbabawal? It's a form of fasting. Para lang po maging malinaw, it's a form of fasting. It's us telling the Lord, all my earthly cares do not matter as much as you. Kaya lahat ng mga, para sa, lahat ng makamundong bagay, itatabi ko kasi parating ka. Gusto kong ihanda ko yung sarili ko para sa'yo. Ganun ka ba na lang, Panginoon? Yun ang utos ng Panginoon sa mga Israelita. Sabi dito, hindi, minsan kasi ang problema, nagiging problem natin is that we see God as a God na, alam mo yan, friendly, cool dad. Diba? A friend of us na an all-powerful friend. Parang gano'n natin nakikita si God minsan, diba? Na parang, mabait naman si Lord eh. God is forgiving, He is gracious, He is fun, He understands me, He knows my thoughts and yet accepts me. But we forget that God is a holy God. In an awesomely dangerous God. A God who will break out on you pag hindi ka banal pagharap mo sa Kanya. Yun yung nawawalang aspect minsan. Nakakalimutan nating banal ang Panginoon. At na tayo, kailangan natin na merong mamagitan sa Diyos at sa atin. Siguro kung meron man tayong matatandaan ngayong umaga, let's remember na, yes, it's okay to be friends with God, but never ever develop over familiarity with God, mga kapatid. Never develop over familiarity with God. Let that sink in. Diyos yun. Diyos pa rin yun. Hindi siya, yung relationship mo kay God, it's not a relationship like relationship mo saka ng boss mo. Na pag magkaibigan na kayo ng boss mo, pwede mong buri-buruin yung boss mo. Diba? Minsan, lalo pagka-edad mo lang yung bisor mo. Diba? Minsan, pagka nasa labas na kayo, pwede mo nang buli-bulihin, mga ganon. Try mong gawin sa Lord yung kapatid. Para maging abo ka. Magulat ka, magiging abo ka. Diba? We need to respect God. Do not be over familiar with God. Remember that. Kaya every time na lalapit ka sa presensya ng Panginoon, you remember, nakakalapit ka lang dahil kay Kristo may namamagitan. Ganun ka-importante yung may namamagitan sa atin. Ang nakakalungkot kasi dahil nga nagiging over familiar tayo, we tend to have, or we tend to lose the fear of God. Our fear of God. You love God, but you don't fear Him as much as you should. Ang dali kasing i-preach nung ano yan. Daling ituro nung mahalin mo ang Panginoon dahil mahal ka rin niya. Sundin mo ang Panginoon dahil mabuti siya, maganda ang mga plano niya para sa'yo. Pero minsan hindi natin na ituturo, hindi natin nababanggit na kapag tayo hindi sumunod sa Panginoon, may karampatang kaparusahan niya mga bagay na ginagawa natin. Let's fear, sana ma-instill ulit sa atin na we need to revere God. God is holy. He is above us. He is transcendent, yet immanent. Sana wag tayong ano, sana wag nating maging habit o wag tayong maging over familiar sa Lord. Let's not lose our fear of God. God is still holy. Yun yung problema eh. Minsan kaya parang may tatawag tayong petty sins, yung mga maliliit na bagay na nagagawa mo na lang. Kasi parang wala lang naman, siguro wala lang. We forget that sin is still a sin, and in front of God, you cannot stand if you have sin. Minsan nawawala sa atin yung respeto natin sa Panginoon. Minsan nakakalimutan natin na nakikita tayo ng Lord. Nababasa niya yung nasa isip natin. Yun naman yung ano eh, di ba? Yun yung nagpapalakas sa loob mo kapag walang nakakita sa'yo. Minsan iba tayo. Nawawala yung integrity. Why? Because we forget that God still sees us. We forget that God knows what we have in mind. And akala natin, laging pwedeng, ano yung nagiging biruan minsan? Naintindihan naman ni Lord yan. Gets na ni Lord yan. You're playing with fire. So let's not be like that, mga kapatid. Let us revere God so that we can keep His commandments and we can enjoy fellowship with Him. Amen ba dun? Do you want to enjoy fellowship with the Lord? We want that, di ba? Kaya nga tayo, we draw close to God because we want His fellowship, His sweet company, His promises to be true in our lives. And God will carry you through. God will bring it to pass. Never forget that He is still God. He is holy. He is above us. Amen. Kaya let us reverently fear the Lord. Bakit? Kasi nga, He will break out on us. Kailangan natin ng mediator, which brings us to point number 3. Remember the mediator. During this time, nung pag binasa mo yung kabuuan ng Exodus 19, tatlong beses inulit dun sa mga Israelita na, actually kay Moses, tatlong beses inulit kay Moses na maglagay ka ng boundary. Maglagay ka boundary kasi baka tumawid yung mga tao. Noong una, sinabi niya. Pangalawa, sinabi niya. Pangatlo, sinabi niya ulit. Siguro, mapaisip ka, bakit tatlong beses? Bakit tatlong beses inulit yung ano? Yung paalala? Hindi ba marunong makaintindi yung mga Israelita? Yun nga yung problem. Sometimes, tayo, narinig natin, lumabas sa kabila. Ano nangyari? Napahamak pa rin. Nangyari na ba sa'yo yun? Sinabi na sa'yo, hindi mo pinakinggan. Hindi, pinakinggan mo, hindi mo pinrasis, hindi mo sinunod, napakamaka pa rin. That's, yun yung gusto kong makita natin dito sa part na to na the Israelites weren't very good in following instructions. Question is, tayo ba? Are we good with following instructions? O, tingin mo yung katabi mo. Tingin mo. Gising pa ba? O ano na, mag-a-ascend na rin, di ba? Gising pa ba yan? Tanongin mo, are you good with following instructions? No, we need to be good with following instructions because sometimes following instructions could cost us our lives. It could be a matter of life and death. During this time, kung may nagkamali doon, na sumobra ng, ito yung linya, sumobra siyang ganun, wala yun, patay yun. And the problem is sometimes, we don't know kung ano yung instructions that might cost us our lives. Maaring yung isang pagkakamali mo na yun maging mitya ng buhay. Maaring yung isang pagkakamali mo na yun, madiskaril ka sa plano ng Panginoon sa'yo. So remember to always follow the instructions of the Lord. Always follow the instructions. Na-experience, alam ko mayroon, hindi lang po ako ang naka-experience nito nung nagkamali ka ng instruction, sinundan sa exam, tapos bumagsak ka, maghahabol ka tuloy sa finals, di ba? Hindi ka makatulog, kaaaral, kasi zero ka nung midterm kasi wrong instruction ka. Ako lang po ba yung nagkaganon? Ako lang pala. Ako lang. Sorry, kala ko lahat tayo eh. Kala ko may iba pa. Gahabol ako kasi mali ako ng instruction. Zero ako doon sa exam. Di in-honor nung prof ko na pwede daw yun. Anyway, kaya yun, di ba? Instructions is very important, mga kapatid. Kaya, ang bilin sa kanila, huwag kayong tatawid dyan kasi mamamatay kayo. Ang aakyat lang, request din ng mga Israelita, makita mo din sa scripture natin, request din nila na may magsalita, may makinig sa Diyos para sa kanila at magsabi ng sinasabi ng Diyos para sa kanila kasi alam nga nila na hindi sila pwedeng lumapit, mamamatay sila. Yun yung dilemma ng, that's the dilemma that we have. God wants to draw us close to Him but we can't, kasi nga sinners tayo. During this time, sa mga Israelita, hindi niya mailapit sa kanya ng sobra yung mga Israelita kasi nga makasalanan sila. They needed a mediator. Bakit? Bakit kailangan ng mediator? Yun yung approved the Lord na lalapit sa kanya. Kakausapin niya, yun yung magsasabi doon sa mga tao. Hindi tayo makalapit sa Panginoon dahil tayo yung makasalanan. Dahil tayo yung makasalanan, pag dumikit tayo sa Lord, tayo ay mamamatay. And yun yung effect ng law. The law of the Lord, yun yung Ten Commandments, yung part ng yung Ten Commandments, it has three purposes in our lives. Tatlo daw po ang pakinabang ng law. The law has three purposes. Una is to restrain us from sinning. Nirestrain niya tayo sa pagkakasala kasi pinapakita niya na kapag hindi mo ito nasunod, mapaparusahan ka at hindi mo kakayanin yung kaparusahan. Pangalawa, pinapakita ng law sa atin na because hindi natin kayang sundin yung law, we need grace. Pangatlo, ang pangatlong purpose ng law in our lives is to instruct us in righteousness. Pinapakita ng law na, oh, ito yung kailangan mong gawin. Dahil hindi mo kailangan gawin, kailangan mo ng grace. Binigyan ka ng Lord ng grace. Ngayon, dahil binigyan ka na lang ng Panginoon ng grace, sundin mo naman to, sundin mo na ngayon yung law sa habot ng maakaya na binigay sa'yo ng Panginoong grace. So, yun yung purpose ng grace in our lives. The problem is, we cannot draw as close as we want to God because we will die if we approach Him. Thus, the need for a mediator. Para tayong mga taong may kaso. Diba? Ang sabi kasi, diba, pagka daw ikaw, meron kang kasalanan, kailangan, idedemanda ka, makukulong ka. Anong kailangan mo? Kailangan mo ng lawyer. Kailangan mo ng lawyer. Ngayon, sinong pwedeng maging lawyer natin sa Lord? Meron po ba kayong kakilala na maire-refer? Na magiging abogado natin pagharap natin sa Panginoon? Sino bang pwede? At that time, hindi naman nila naging abogado, pero ang representative nila, si Moses, tao, a man himself, na pinili lang ng Panginoon na makalapit para sa kanya. Pero this time, in our time, si Jesus na yung ating mediator. Jesus is our mediator. A sinless man, God himself. Unlike Moses, Moses had sin. Makasalanan si Moses. Pinatay siya. Pwede ba yun yung magiging, ikaw may kasalanan ka, bawal kang lumapit sa Lord. Pero si Moses, pwede siyang lumapit kasi siya yung mediator. Parang may kakaiba, parang may mali. Diba dapat, ang lalapit lang din sa Lord, yung walang kasalanan. Hence, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our mediator. Jesus Christ stands and bridges the gap between us and God. Si Jesus yung dahilan, kapatid, kung bakit pwede kang lumapit sa Panginoon anytime today. Kaya pwede kang manalangin at lumapit sa Panginoon nang hindi ka natutupok, hindi ka namamatay dahil kay Jesus. Kaya sana, kapatid, sana before we go home today, we know, we realize, we remember that we need God, we need a mediator. They had Moses back then. Imagine mo, wala si Moses, kakagulo siguro siya doon, biglang dadating si Lord in smoke and in fire. Tapos kakausapin niya yung buong Israelites, matataranta yung mga tao, magkakagulo. Tapos eventually, dahil nagkakagulo na, may mga malalapit doon sa may mga lalapit doon sa mountain, maraming mamamatay. Bakit? Kasi walang nagme-mediate, walang nag-aayos. Pero ngayon, we have Christ. Christ fulfilled the law and yet still suffered His punishment. Bakit? Para sa'yo. Christ was punished not because of His sins, but because of our sins. Sa kasalanan natin. Siya ang nagbayad ng mga kasalanan natin. Sana naiisip natin yung gravity nun, no? Na ang parurusahan, yung walang kasalanan para mapatawad yung mga may kasalanan. Imagine that. Look at your seatmate. Mukhang may kasalanan ba? Mukhang makasalanan ba? Hindi naman. Basta gising pa. Yan naman mahalaga. Basta gising pa. Diba? Yung katabi mo na yan, Christ died for him or for her. Christ didn't deserve to die. Christ didn't need to die. But He wanted to because He wanted to fellowship with us. He wanted to so that you do not get to experience yung kaparusahan ng law. Yung kaparusahan na daladala nung pag-violate mo ng law. Si Kristo ang sumagot. Si Kristo ang nagbayad. He was the ultimate sacrifice. Kaya makita mo after kausapin ng Lord yung mga tao, after kausapin ni Lord si Moses and ni Moses yung mga tao, ang instruction was to build an altar. An altar of uncut stones. That's a peculiar detail doon. Sabi, bakit kaya uncut stones? Have you ever wondered, bakit uncut stones yung ano? Bakit, pagka nagpapagawa ng altar ang Lord, gusto niya uncut, natural na stone. Bakit? It's because we have this tendency to create images. Sabihin, ito yung itsura nung para sa Lord. Ika-carve And then the thing of beauty that we created distracts us from worshiping God. Kaya ang gusto ni Lord, yung natural, yung galing sa Kanya, galing sa earth. Galing mismo dyan lang. Yun yung, kaya uncut yung stone na nire-require niya. So, yun lang, nadaanan lang natin siya. Kaya, just something good to know. So, yun, inask sila to build an altar. And then what did they do with the altar? They sacrificed. They made a burnt sacrifice. After meeting God, they had to make a sacrifice. Why do we not make sacrifices ngayon? May natanda na po ba kayong church na ano? Na kumukuha ng ram at ng ano, tapos papatayin nila. Mag-sacrifice tayo sa Lord ngayon. Wala nang ganun, di po ba? May natanda na po ba ngayon? Pwede po siya gawin natin ngayon. Hindi, joke lang. Wag natin gawin ngayon. Baka kung ano mangyari sa atin. Di ba? Pero we don't do that today because the ultimate sacrifice has been fulfilled. It's Christ on the cross dying for your sins and my sins. Yun na yun eh. Tapos na dun. Ang kailangan na lang, paniwalaan at tanggapin natin yung sinabi at ginawa ni Kristo dun sa krus nung panahon na yun. Kaya Jesus is our mediator now and He's not just our mediator, He is our Savior. And part of the covenant, kapag tinatanong ka, diba, do you want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Part of that covenant harkens back dun sa kanina nating point. Sa point number 2, nung sinabi na, we must remember what we must do. We must keep His covenant and completely obey it. Not because we want to be saved, but because we have been saved. Yun yung dahilan bakit ka nagbabago. Bakit dapat tayong mabago? Kasi pinakitaan tayo ng sobrang tinding pagmamahal ng Panginoon. And that grace changes us. Kaya, as we conclude ngayong araw na to, can I request part of praising nito? So, you know, as we conclude today, makita natin, mga kapatid, na hindi tayo nasa Sinai ngayon. If you will continue on reading the Bible, you'd get to Hebrews. And then when you get to Hebrews, you'd see that there's a comparison between Sinai and the Mount of Zion. The mountain that we're standing on today is not Sinai. The law has been given in Sinai. Nung binigay yung law sa Sinai, ito sa terrifying sight. Hindi ko alam, kung nandun ka, hindi ko alam kung kaya natin. Kung andun ako, hindi ko alam kung kaya akong i-withstand yung ganong katindi na dumadating ang Panginoon in a dark cloud with fire. Nakakatakot eh. And the premise was that kapag ka yung mga sinabi ng Panginoon itong panahon na to, hindi mo nasunod, mapaparusahan ka. Noong time na yon, ibinigay yung standard. Yung standard na alam naman natin na hindi natin kayang imit. Kaya mo bang imit yon yung standard ng Panginoon? Kaya mo bang maging ano ba yung standard? Perfection. Can you attain perfection with yourself? You cannot. None of us can. Even how much we strive for it, the reality is that we could get so close to being perfect, but we will never be perfect, and we can never ever stand in front of a holy God. Yun yung sitwasyon dito. Hindi ka pwedeng lumapit kasi hindi ka karapat-dapat. Ganun yung sinasabi sa mga Israelita. Hindi kayo pwedeng lumapit kasi hindi kayo karapat-dapat. Kahit sila yung pinili ng Panginoon ng nation, they cannot. They cannot stand in front in the presence of God. They have to keep their distance. Bakit? Because our God is awesomely dangerous. He is holy. Bakit ko pinapaulit-ulit sa inyo yun? Kasi yun yung gusto kong ma-take away natin ngayong araw na to. Banal ang Diyos. Makasalanan tayo. Hindi tayo pwedeng lumapit sa Kanya basta-basta. Kaya nandyan si Kristo para mamagitan. Ang tanong, tinatanggap mo ba si Kristo bilang tagapamagitan mo at ng Panginoon? Gusto mo ba makalapit sa Lord? Minsan, pag sinasabi natin, I want to draw close to God, you make it sound so easy, kapatid eh. Diba? You make it sound na parang ganun lang yon. Hindi. Christ had to die for that to happen. And for you to be able to really draw close to God, you need Christ in your life, in your heart. Kailangan makita si Kristo sa puso mo para hindi ka maparusahan kapag lumapit ka sa Diyos. Ang tanong, si Kristo ba sa puso mo, kapatid? o lumalapit ka sa Panginoon on the basis of your goodness, of your good deeds, of how consecrated you make yourself to be. Sana hindi. Bakit? The instruction was clear, do not come close or you will die kapag ka hindi ikaw yung mediator or wala yung mediator sa'yo. And sana, ma-realize natin yung kabutihan ng Panginoon. Kaya na, hindi tayo nakatayo ngayon dun sa Sinai. We are standing in Zion, in the Mount of Zion, where in Hebrews it is written in chapter 12, verse 18, sabi ito, you have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness and gloom and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard begged it, no further words be spoken. Sabi dito, yung mga tao daw na nakarinig, sabi, tama na, wag mong parinig sa amin, di namin kaya. Mamatay kami pag narinig pa namin ng patuloy yan. Sabi dito, because they could not bear what was commanded, na even if an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. Ganun katindi, ganun kabanal. In verse 21, sabi dito in verse 21, the sight was so terrifying that Moses, even Moses, he said, I am trembling with fear. Natatakot siya. Kapatid, natatakot na ba tayo? Pag lumalapit tayo sa Panginoon ng Basa, si Moses, takot siya nun. Siya na yung approved. And yet, he was trembling with fear. That was what Sinai was like. It was not a joyous fanfare. No, it was a glorious display of God's power and holiness. Something that we cannot attain with ourselves. Pero nakatawa doon, in verse 22, the writer of Hebrews went on to say, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyous assembly, to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, to the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. In verse 24, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the sprinkled blood that speaks better than the blood of Abel. Kapatid, dito ka nakatayo ngayon. Nandito tayo sa Mount Zion. We come to the Mount, we come to God through Christ, through Jesus Christ. And sana we appreciate that. Sana not just we appreciate, sana we understand the gravity na kinailangan para mangyari yun. You are in Mount Zion, kapatid. Yung pribilehe yung meron ka. You need not fear punishment. You need to revere God and to worship Him and to live for Christ as He has died for you so that you can get to enjoy the privileges. You get to enjoy the fellowship of God. Sana malinaw sa atin yan. Sana nakikita natin yan. Yuko tayo. We'll pray. Let's bow down our heads and we will pray. Back then, the Israelites saw what God did for them. They had full knowledge of how God had saved them. Ikaw, kapatid, do you have complete understanding? Naiintindihan mo ba yung ginawa ni Jesus sa krus para sa'yo? O parang naging cliche lang sa'yo to na may namatay. Namatay daw si Jesus sa cross for me. Kapatid, if that's you and you want this moment to be the moment where God reveals Himself to you and allows you to appreciate completely, to have a complete grasp kung ano yung nangyari sa cross 2,000 years ago and kung ano yung kapangyarihan nun sa buhay mo, kung gusto mong maging malinaw sa'yo yun at i-reveal ni Lord sa'yo, with all heads bowed down, all eyes closed, just raise your hand. I will pray for you. If you want to receive yung pagmamahal ng Lord na yun, yung salvation na gagaling sa Lord, if that's you, just raise your hand. Salamat sa honesty natin. Pangalawa, kung ikaw naman yung, alam mo naman kung ano yung kailangan mong gawin. Sinabi, di ba, remember what we must do And you know completely what you need to do. You need to glorify God with your life. And yet, you're struggling and you're telling God, Panginoon, I want to glorify you. I want to live my purpose. Pero ang hirap po eh. Matagal ko nang sinusubukan sa sarili ko lang. Sinusubukan ko ma-attain yung kabanalan, yung perfection, or yung favor mo ng ako lang. Nahihirapan na po ako, Panginoon. I need you. I need you to stand. I need you to enable me, Lord, to glorify you. If that's you, if you're asking God for help, na Lord, I want to uphold your law, your right, yung righteous mong guides, Panginoon, in my life, and I cannot do it on my own. If you're asking God for help para doon, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Salamat. Salamat sa honesty at sa... Ngayon, we have the privilege to stand in front of the Mount of Zion.